do it in His timing and at His bidding. But I sure am glad. You just don't know what it does to a pastor's heart to see what went on here this morning. And it strengthens the church. And it confirms that God is with us. And if He's not with us, then let's don't go no place. Because if He don't go with us, it ain't worth going. I sure am glad He's a God can be failed. Somebody said salvation's not feeling. The one I got is. I won't correct somebody's doctrine right there. I used to didn't do the way I do in church. And God saved me. Now I cry a lot. I run and shout a lot. I'm glad I got a God is a God of feeling too, friend. Because He's alive. He's out of the grave. Buddha can't do this to nobody tonight. Amen. Oh, Muhammad can't walk around among his people the way our Lord Jesus can. And I bless Him for the day that He come down to my house. I just bless Him for it. It's all right to be blessed where you go to church. Brother Dennis preached a message. Turn me down. I'm fixing to do something Mr. Renee don't like. Preached a message on too blessed to be depressed. I realize it ain't shouting ground all the time. But I'm glad we've got a God that walks through us in every circumstance. Acts 27 this evening, the Bible said in verse number 1, when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. Entered into a ship of Amertium, we launched, meeting to sail by the coast of Asia, when Articus of Macedonia and Thessalonica being with us. Thank you for standing tonight. I like to preach on the simple subject on getting on board. Getting on board. I'm glad I'm on board tonight. I want to say, if you're not saved by the grace of God, it'd be a good night to get on board by grace. It sure would help your soul. I'm glad He still saves old sinners. Somebody said this don't work no more. Well, it worked on me. And if it worked on me, it'd work on you. And I'm glad He died for all. Honey, He hung on an old rugged cross and shed His blood for folks like, don't know why He would. Just know He did, and I bless Him for it. And so you ought to get on board by grace and save your soul. Then tonight, I don't know where you are with the gospel, but you ought to get on board with the gospel and be a blessing to a sinner. You know, we ought to share the gospel. Amen. Jesus, give us the gospel to share, not to hide. A lot of people, they've got ashamed of the Bible. But let me tell you, honey, it's going to stand when the world's a burn. This Bible is going to see us through. And I thank God for that tonight. And then you ought to get on board in gratefulness. It sure would help our sanctuary. You know, the Bible said, come into His courts with thanksgiving and give Him praise. We ought to be glad tonight that we're not bound down in a bunch of chain gang religion. We ought to praise God tonight that we're not bound down in places that we can't worship the Lord in spirit. We ought to praise God tonight that I ain't got to check in with the board whether I can preach this topic or that topic. We ought to praise the name of the Lord tonight that we can just do anything we want to do as long as it lines up with this blessed book tonight. Boy, we sure would help our sanctuary if we'd get on board in gratification. I'm glad of what the Lord's done for me tonight. And honey, let me tell you, I started in a storefront building preaching on a high chair. And I'm going to tell you, I was just as happy as a dead pig in the sunshine over there in a little dress shop with the Holy Ghost running around. But let me tell you, I appreciate what God's give us here on this property tonight. I bless Him for what He's doing here. I magnify Him, and I'm grateful for what He's done for me in this day and in this hour. I love Him, and I praise Him, and I'm glad I'm on board. Now, I want you to notice here in Acts 27, there was a course before them. Can I tell you that every child of God has a course before them? I want to say tonight, if you're not on board, if you're not on this old ship of Zion, you can get on it. He's a good captain. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's not some way, neighbor. He's the only way to get on board. And I'm glad I know Him in the free pardon of sin by God's amazing grace. Hey, if that ever gets down in your heart that you realize what He's done for you, you'll throw your little Baptist hands toward heaven and say hallelujah for the glory of God. Boy, I'm glad He let me on board, Brother David. Brother Ben, I'm glad He let me on board. Brother Ryan, I'm glad He let me on board that day. And so there is a course before us. Now notice this, Paul's old now, and he's supposed to be winding down. Can I tell you, never will arrive as a child of God. Now, I don't know who the oldest person in the building is, but I can tell you this, honey. Before we get to heaven, we're going to go through some things that we don't want to go through. But ain't you glad there's somebody that'll go through it with us? And so if it was all heaven here, it wouldn't be heaven there. But I'm glad we can have a little heaven walking around here. Amen. And so there was a course before them. You'll notice now he got on in verses 1 and 2. There was a launching. I'm glad that he entered into a ship of Amurnian and he launched. Aren't you glad that God's taking you someplace? Amen. I wonder where He's taking us. You ever wonder where God's going to take us to? I used to think back to the storefront days and man, we got this property out here and I got to think, God, I wonder what You'll do here. I wonder who You'll send here. I wonder who You'll save here. I mean, it's just above my wildest imagination of what God has done with a handful of people down in Bowden, Georgia. Somebody asked me one time I was preaching, they said, where is Bowden, Georgia? I said, it's just holding Georgia downtown. That's all it's doing. Isn't it amazing God come by and put a ministry down in Bowden, Georgia to reach around this world by God's amazing grace? It don't matter if nobody else knows where it is, honey. I'm glad the God of heaven knows where it's at. You say, how do you know He knows where it was? Because He come by here this morning and He stayed over tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad He's here tonight. Oh, when nobody knows where we are, He knows where we are. And so tonight I'm glad I'm on board. There's a course before us. You'll notice this, verse 1, it's not there an accident. When it was determined that we should sail, God has a providence. You know, I don't understand a lot of the deep doctrines of God. I know elections in our Bible, and now I understand about the providential hand of God. In other words, I'm glad that I'm not on my own bidding tonight. It was no accident when I met that young lady right over there some 31 years ago, going on 32 at Panama City Beach, Florida. It was no accident that God pulled me out of a hayfield in Middle Tennessee, put me in an old wagon, sent me down Panama City, and He run His hand in my life from that little girl sitting there on that second pew. You say, I don't believe in that. Well, you leave me alone. Let me preach what I know about tonight. It's just amazing to me about the providential hand of God, how He reached in my life when I was minding my own business and God reached down to where I was. I thank God for His providence tonight. And God makes no mistakes if you'll just mind Him. I realize we're not puppets. We have responsibility. But honey, I'm going to tell you the way that I do. When God pushes me in a corner, I have nothing to do but say, yes, sir, it's Your way, Lord, and that's the way I want to go. I want to say tonight, when you're struggling with a decision, when in doubt, don't. Amen. You can only go as far as the light's shining. Don't go no further. You'll get in the ditch. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Get in the Word of God. He'll give you light for your life. If you ain't got light, stay where you are. Amen. When in doubt, don't. When in doubt, don't. But I'm glad the providential hand of God has pushed us along life's journey. And it's no accident that we're all here tonight. Boy, I'm glad that there is a course before us. We'll notice the launching. And then you'll notice there was a leaving. They left out. Aren't you glad when you got on God's ship that you left some places that you used to be in? Can I tell you, honey, some 30-something years ago, I wouldn't have been in a Baptist church. I wouldn't have been in a place with a King James. I'm ashamed to tell you where I'd have been on New Year's night. But, honey, I'm going to walk out of here. Amen. I done found out you can be saved, but God still passes a bottle around. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, why are you talking? Oh, yeah, honey. Problem with y'all, some of y'all just ain't drinking out of the right fountain. Amen. Hey, I'm talking about drinking out of the right cup tonight. I'm talking about drinking, honey. You know something Paul said? It ought not seem strange for you. Said we're not drunken as you suppose because it's early in the morning. Said we just filled with the Holy Ghost and we're having a good time. Hallelujah. I like when folks will take a drink down the house of God. You can get to smelling it on them. Amen. Hey, you can get to looking at them. And I love it, friend. They'll get to acting crazy. I love it when we get home and we've been on a good Holy Ghost drunk and the devil will whisper to you, say, wasn't you crazy? No, I wasn't crazy. I was just a minding the Lord and having the time of my life tonight. Ain't it amazing when you get drunk on the Holy Ghost? You're just like an old drunk. You give all your money away. Amen. Boy, it's amazing. It seems like everybody's around here wanting to cut the lights off. Y'all still just a-talking and a-clattering like a bunch of little bluebirds sitting around. Hey, that's the way an old drunk is. When it closes down, they want to keep hanging around. Can I tell you that's the way God's house ought to be? We ought to enjoy the good Holy Ghost. Hey, we ought to enjoy the good Holy Ghost. You listen to me. I got Scripture what I'm preaching about tonight. I ain't got this out of Sears and Roebuck catalog, neighbor. He said, we've all been baptized into one body and been made to drink in one spirit. I'm glad, honey, he come by and gives me a drink every now and then. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I noticed when I was taking a drink out of this old world stuff, I couldn't hide it off of me. Folks could smell it on me. I love getting around a church drunk and smell it on them. Amen. They'll go to meeting with you. Amen. They'll undo their tie. My goodness. Hey, I tell you what the good average Baptist church needs. They need the good Holy Ghost jug passed around. Some of y'all so tight, you need a drink out of the well that'll never run dry. Some of y'all looking at me like that. All I'm saying, honey, there's enough to go around and y'all to get you a good drink tonight. Amen. When you're running with the devil's crowd, you'd take a drink. Won't you take a drink with God's crowd tonight? Amen! Hallelujah! I'm glad when it comes around. Hey, give me a drink, glory to God. Hey, you ain't keeping it by yourself. Give me a drink. I love what the Holy Ghost does in me, friend. You say, preacher, make you act crazy. I sure am glad I'm a drinking out of the right well tonight. Woo! Hallelujah! I thank God for make you forget about all your worries. Now ain't hung over and there be it. Ain't hunting no Alka-Seltzer. Ain't a hunting no aspirin. Ain't a hunting no ibuprofen. I'm not looking for a designated driver. I've got the Holy Ghost living in me tonight, friend. Thank God. Hallelujah. Boy, I sure do appreciate some places that He's launched me out from and took me on this journey. Don't tell me it ain't fun being a Christian. If I had to go to church where some people went to church, I wouldn't go to church neither. Amen. Bunch of religious zealots. Look at you like a calf in a new gate if somebody want to shout. Somebody won't come to the altar. They look at you like what you've been doing. It ain't about what they've been doing. What their wicked heart been doing. bunch of religious Pharisees. They're more concerned about the length of somebody's hair or dress than they are about the love of God in somebody's heart. Amen. Us independent, fundamental, bad, we done got our door so now. We won't let sinners come in. Honey, I'm glad sinners can come to the house of God and get in on what He's done for us. Glory to God. I'm glad we ain't got measuring tapes at our door. I'm glad sinners can come in. I'm glad they black thing come in. Some of you rebel rouser boys, you may not like that, but Jesus died for white, black, red, or green, honey. You better get in the Word of God and realize He loves sinners tonight. Well, preacher, I thought you was a country boy. I'm more country than what you know about, friend. I wish I had some fried rabbit tonight to celebrate the New Year's. I will eat your pet. Amen. I worry about folks with a stripe. Reminded me this week, I went and made a hospital visit. There's some woman had a young'un, Megan, had him on a string down there in the hospital hall. On a little string, a little harness, a little string. I said, my glory, are we raising young'uns or dogs? All he needs is a good hiney and busting. Now he don't need it, she needs it. You can do with that whatever you want to do with that. My Lord, it don't take you long to go around some place. You can get some good sermons. That's why I don't go to the mall. I'll get out of the Bible and just get, plumb ungodly preaching. Amen. I seen a boy eating last night. He was trying to get rice by a fish hook hung out of his mouth. I said, man, if I had that kind of stuff hung up my head, I'd be at the doctor somewhere. You can do that, whatever you want to do with that. If God wanted that mess in your face, He'd put it in there to start with. Amen. 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 Praise God. They don't look like they fell in a tackle box, neighbor. They look like they've been in the saddle shop. Amen. I'd be down to the doctor trying to get that mess out of my head. They's a launching and then they's a leaving. Boy, ain't you glad God's took you away from some things you's a doing. And then verse 3, look at that, boy, there's some liberty. He said He gave him liberty to go to his friends to refresh himself. I'm glad there's some folks in the house tonight that's my friends. And I'm glad on this journey you can have some friends. Young people, let me tell you something. It done my heart good to see you sit in the choir this morning. And I want to say something out of the book of Ecclesiastes this evening. And it has to do with liberty. He said he let him go refresh himself with his friend. You always remember this, young people. In Ecclesiastes chapter number 4 and verse number 9. For two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. If they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone. When he falleth, for he hath not another to help him. I sure am glad that when I fall. Let me tell you, it ain't if I fall, honey, but when I fall. I'm glad I got some friends in the ministry that have picked me up and helped me, glory to God. We're the only people that shoot our own wounded. If anybody here that ain't made a mistake, would you get up here? I'd like to kiss your ring tonight. Amen. We just a bunch of sinners saved by grace. We a bunch of dirt bags on our way to hell. We better be good. God come by and done something for us one day. He said everybody needs a friend. I'm glad I've got some. Somebody said if you've got enough friends that you can fill up one hand, you're blessed. I must be doubly blessed tonight because I got a bunch of them. And I thank God for it. Look here. It says if one fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him. Look here. But woe, woe, woe to him that is alone. Now you watch this. If a man has friends, he must show himself friendly. Some folks going to have to hire folks to be their pallbearer. I know there'll be folks calling when I kick out. Well, somebody get the donuts and coffee. The preacher's kicked out. But I'm glad I'll have a few hang around, help my family. Amen. You can go and shake that mule head tonight. That's exactly right. There'll be some say, praise God, I'm glad he's out of Bowden, Georgia. That old boy preaches, runs around like somebody crazy. Won't even let him smoke on the property. That's exactly right. He's up preaching to you tonight. God's house ought not be a smoke house. Amen. Y'all know them cigarettes kidding you anyway. I got more to preach about than cigarettes. I wish God let me take a big chew of Red Man tomorrow and not bother me. I'm just telling you what's right. Some of y'all look at me like, your problem is you ain't found out you yet. A lot of people say, well, I want to go find myself. I don't like what I find now by myself. I don't like it a bit. I get to listen to the wrong radio station. I got that XM station. Man, I love that good all-time Southern gospel. I'd be switching it and all of a sudden. I get to hearing that old Boston, their own journey, and I notice my foot goes to doing this. Amen. Oh, yeah, it goes to playing rewind. You rednecks know what I'm talking about. Exactly right. Exactly right. We got to watch this flesh tonight. I mean, man, I go to listen. I think about them 8-track takes I used to slide old Journey in and old Boston in. Man, I'm telling you what, that foot would go to doing this in a New York minute. You say, well, preacher, are you still saved? Well, yeah, I'm saved. Sure, that's what's so fun about being a Christian and in the grace of God. I'm glad he loves his babies tonight. Hey, hey, he loves us tonight. Don't tell. My wife said, I tell you why a lot of people don't like you. You have too much fun being saved. I reckon folks think you're supposed to go to the corn crib and put blinders on. Sat there from Sunday to Sunday. Jesus said, be a light to the world. Be a salt in the world. Boy, I'm glad he's let me launch out from some places and glad he's given me some liberty to have friends. I'm going to tell you something. Verse number 12, if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Boy, I'm glad tonight the Lord Jesus is with us always. A man that has friends must show himself friendly, but there is one that sticketh closer than a brother, and you remember that. If you show yourself friendly, you know what Brother Matthew told me today? He said, your people have welcomed me in this church with open heart. I expect no less at Liberty Baptist Church to show ourselves friendly. God's done showed us what he can do. If you just have an open hand and open heart, he'll fill it. He'll bless it. Show yourself friendly. You say, well, I don't have that kind of personality. Well, get you some. What's so hard about sticking your hand out? Saying, how you doing? What's so hard? Turn around there and tell somebody now, how you doing? What's up? Turn around there and shake his hand. You ain't shook hands in 2 years. Say, how you doing? What's so hard about that? Didn't nobody pull back a nub. Liberty. And then on this life, in verse 10 about this course before us, I'm glad there's some lectures or preaching. Paul raised his head up. You know what that? He told that crowd was on the boat with him. He said this in verse number 10. Sirs, I perceive this voyage to be with hurt, much damage. Not only the lading of the ship, but also of our life. But nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than the things of Paul. That's just like preaching in our Baptist church. All right, preacher don't know what he's talking about. If he's preaching out of the Bible, he does. Thank God for some sermons in the boat. You better thank God that the Holy Ghost is here to send you a word from time to time. Amen. And I done noticed he can send a word through anybody. He spoke to my heart through them two babies are praying at this altar this morning. I told my mama in Tennessee down there at the nursing home, I said, Mama, you ought to see them two babies come to that altar, put their little arms around each other and pray. She said, oh, I wish I could have been there, hon. That speaks volumes to me. Jesus spoke a whole sermon to me sitting in that chair with them two babies. He said, just come unto me as little children. I tell you why we don't have more, because we don't come to Him like little children. Of course, before us, there's liberty, there's lectures. Verse 14, there's lessons. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called your cloud, and exactly what the man of God said come down the pike. This Bible is not wrong, and it's fulfilling day after day. And then in verse 18, on this ship, the course before us, there are some lightings. The Bible said, verse 18, and we became exceedingly tossed with a tempest the next day, and they lightened the ship. You know what a storm would do to us? It'll get excess baggage off of us. You ever notice how when things really hit the house, we get to checking up? There's a course before us. Two, there's conditions beside us. But I'm glad I'm in the boat. Look what happened. Verse 27, look at their address. They were in Adria. When the 14th night was come and we were driven up and down in Adria. That's the way life is, isn't it? Up and down. Up and down. It amazes me being a Baptist preacher. Amazes me. I can leave out here one Sunday morning, I mean on cloud nine. Leave out here Sunday night, I mean I'm in the whale. Turn me off again. Up and down. Up and down. You know, this life is rocky, isn't it? You know, the only thing certain about this life is that book that we hold in our hand tonight. Well, you'll find out on this thing and this boat that we're in. There's not only a course before us, but, oh, there's conditions beside us. Things are going up and down. And I looked this word Adria up. I was interested where we were. Because the Bible said in 27, when the 14th night was come, we were driven up and down in Adria. I said, Lord, where is Adria? And this is the only thing that my dictionary would give me. It means simply near the shore. I'm glad I'm getting close to home tonight. Now, the conditions beside us, their address, and then their activity. They were up and down. But let me tell you something. You think it's bad in here. You think it's bad in your life. You ought to be out there. You know, in the boat that Noah was in, you just think it was bad in there with all them animals. But it wasn't near as what was going on as what was on the outside. Can you imagine how they laughed at Noah till that ark lifted up off them platforms he'd been working on? Buddy, the laughing stopped when the rain started. And that's the way it's going to be one of these days. And so, this condition beside us. Boy, we're in a mess, aren't we? We're seeing things happen like we've never seen before. Now, the conditions beside us, the address, the activity. But in verse 30, they did something that we ought to do in our life. They threw four anchors out. And they threw them out of the stern. I'm glad tonight that I've got some stern anchors. I want to say, first of all, it'd do us good with the conditions beside us to throw out an anchor of hope of God. That's our faith. I'm glad I got faith tonight. And let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what's going on in this world. I've got faith. I've got hope in Christ. I don't hope I have. I have hope. Can I say that again? I don't hope I have. I have hope. Threw an anchor out. The hope of God, faith. And then throw an anchor out in the help of God. That's a fact. Only God can do things that nobody else can do. Throw an anchor out in the house of God. That's our fellowship. I'm glad we're not riding alone. Amen. I'm glad I'm anchored in the house of God. You know, I come that close to calling this service off tonight. I believe this is the funnest time I've had preaching here in 3 months. You know, I said, well, Lord, we've eaten good this morning. You've met with us. Just, I got home, told her, and I said, Renee, reckon I call everybody? She said, you need to go get a nap and get up and study. Other people are with us, are they not? Throw an anchor out, and the hope of God's our faith. The help of God is a fact. The house of God, our fellowship. But we all throw an anchor out in the heart of God. We're His forever. I'm His, He's mine. I can't get away from Him. He's got an anchor thrown out in me. And I bless Him for that tonight. There's a course before us. There are conditions beside us. But look in verse 28, and I'll end the sermon. There's a count below us. The Bible said they'd done something. They didn't have depth finders. The Bible says, and they sounded. And what was that? They had ropes and they had notches on them. And when they felt like they was getting in shallow water, they'd let this rope down. And when it hit the bottom, they'd come back and they would measure it. Talking about this count below us. And you'll notice what they happened here. We see that when they let this down, there was a discovery. Not only a decision, but there was a discovery. He says, now, they took it in 28 and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they'd gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Preacher, what's going on? I'm glad you asked me. Are they getting closer home? You know, God's let us measure some things. Can I tell you, we're closer to home this year than we were last year. I looked this up, and I didn't even mean to preach this long, but I'm having such a good time. I got to share this with you. I want you to look right here in the book of Luke's gospel just a minute. Talk about sounding. Now I want you to look what the Lord Jesus told us about this year. Luke 21 and verse number 8. Luke 21 and 8. He said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then he said unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Watch this. And great earthquake. We've never seen so many. Shall be in divers places, different places. And famines. You know, in Texas, major oak trees are dying. What's this? Fearful sights. What about the tsunamis that our forefathers have never seen? Fearful sights. Great signs shall there be from heaven. I seen a clip the other night happened to Tuscaloosa, Alabama in that storm. That's amazing what happened to our neighbors. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you synagogues to prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. We got preacher friends tonight locked up in foreign countries, ridiculed and killed for the gospel. And it's coming this way. Verse 14, it shall turn to you for a testimony. Now, it says this. Verse 20, when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know the desolation thereof is nigh. You know, Jerusalem's in the forefront of all the news now. Things is all focused around Jerusalem. Everybody's going to fix a missile to get rid of Jerusalem. Let me go on and save them some rocket fuel. That's God's chosen people. And he says this. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. And let them which are in the midst of it depart out. Let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, and all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land and right upon the people. Verse 25, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come past, I got shout wrote right here in the outline. Then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. We're going home, children. We're closer than we've ever been before. Going to heaven. Count below. But oh, lastly, can I tell you this? And I'm going home. The country beyond. It's a land ahead, children. There's a looking. There's a leaving. There's a land. God's been good to me in this old world. You hear me? In spite of this sin-cursed world, God's been good to your preacher. He's been good to you. None of us are hungry tonight. But there's coming a time when we're going to leave all of this that we know. And we're going to close our eyes to this world for the last time. And lift our eyes to His world forever and ever. And children, I'm glad I'm on board tonight. And I'm glad the land beyond is my home. This is not my home. I'm a stranger and a pilgrim. I don't even fit the average Baptist church. But I'm glad I fit here. Until I get there. I bless Him for it. Stand with us tonight. Appreciate you being here.